All right, good morning. It's the WIB Wake Up Show coming up on 14 before 6 and 63 degrees. Trying to move up a degree this morning and got some news to unpack for you here on WWIB. Starting with, I guess, we're going to start with our friend Jason Kantz. Thanks to him for 5.5 years of being there, answering the phone when we call for what we envisioned as and what became consecrated conversation. It was, we'd read a devotion before that. And I don't know what we're going to do going forward because he's taking a break. And so, again, just a deep, sincere, heartfelt gratitude to him. And I think of Donna and Cody and Joe and others who, Keith, who'd expressed their fandom, their appreciation of that time. My late friend Jerome, who we remembered last week in talking to Rebecca from Menominee. And so, thank you, Jason. Sincere, heartfelt appreciation. And so, we had a good walk and talk yesterday. And so, he's taking a break. So, we wish him the best in his continued work as a neuropsychologist there at Marshfield Clinic in Eau Claire. All right. So, I'm not sure exactly. I mean, do we still call it? I think one of the things I think I'd like to do going forward with it, kind of the beginning element, is to use it because we do other things like birthdays, anniversaries, and our promise of the day at 6:20. Between the weather and the markets for a good stretch now, right, we did a little bit about today in history. I think I'd like to move some of that today in history up here because then it kind of parallels. It's early in the morning, so why not know about this day in history early? And with that, and maybe a short devotional thought. So that's kind of the plan for it. And then that way it'll still be, this after 6:30, it'll be special events, number of the day, markets, etc. So that's the plan. I don't know whether it'll still be the best 5 minutes. It was the best 5 minutes for 5.5 years, and I don't know if I have a name for it right now. So, okay. That having been said, I do have some. There's no better time than the present, is great advice, and so, and one of my favorite quotes of all time is the best time to plant a tree was 25 years ago, and the second best time is right now. So, anyhow, whether that fits this morning or not, I'm not sure. On this June the 16th. So, all right, we're gonna go forward with this and give it a shot here. This morning. All right. Well, one of these does not belong, so we'll go with these two. All right. So June 16th, 1976 in South Africa, rioting erupted in the black township of Soweto. Yeah, I guess if we're going to hear any sound, we're going to have to take care of the music. Yeah, more than 500 young people were killed as the violence spread across South Africa. Then, under white minority rule, the bloody uprising strengthened the uprising against South Africa's racist apartheid regime. And then June 16th, 1961. Ballet dancer Rudolf Nureyev defected from the Soviet Union to the West when his dance company was in Paris, otherwise known as Paris. All right. Also, this morning here on WWIB, we'll bypass the devotion because I used some extra time to kind of tell you where things were at. And some other information to share that is difficult. And apparently that is in different email category for me here. But we'll access it here shortly. And our brother and dear friend and longtime listener, PCD John, yesterday went home to be with the Lord. And so we got that message from his family yesterday in an email. And so he was somebody who, I want to read their words, actually, because it's something that we're aware of here. Obviously, if you've been a listener to WIB for any length of time, you know about John chiming in and his daughter Danielle messaging us and sharing this information yesterday, saying, I wanted you all at WWIB to know that today my father, PCD John, went to meet his Heavenly Father on Father's Day. One of his greatest joys was listening to your station and calling in to talk to all of you. He especially appreciated you all playing his favorite Phillips, Craig, and Dean songs just for him. After he passed, we played Crucified with Christ before saying our goodbyes in prayer. Thank you for being a positive, uplifting light in my father's life, Danielle. And I responded and let her know, wow, Danielle, thanks for letting us know. I'm so sorry for your loss. No listener loved an artist more than he loved Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Please let us know about specifics for his memorial service. And she said she would do that. And she closed by saying, dream big. So again, thank you, Danielle, and our thoughts and prayers for your mom, Debbie, for your brother, and again, for the Fields family. And so that is our song this morning, obviously, the song that she referenced that they listened to. You know, John gave us one last request, and he had sounded really weak last week, and I had heard on Friday, updated from a friend, that he was not doing well. I knew he had been in the hospital. I did not have a chance to get over there and visit him again. But again, our thoughts and prayers with the Fields family. And remembering John and his love and appreciation, well, his love for the Lord and his fondness for this group, Phillips, Craig, and Dean. WWIB, 63 degrees. Good morning. I met him in 2019, in June of 2019 in North Carolina, at the Billy Graham Retreat Center, never thinking 6 years later we would still be talking on the radio and Drew Fralick would be at the top comedy club in Shanghai where he is right now. Drew, good morning.
Hey, what's up? Good evening to you. 12 hours time difference?
Huh.
Or
wow.
13, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is the first call I've taken in the evening, I believe, for WWIB.
It's crazy.
It's a nice feeling.
We are coming up. We are at 6:49 in the morning, and you're almost 8 o'clock. So 13 hours ahead in Shanghai. You're our pastor, stand-up comic friend, moving from Detroit to Colorado with your wife going to law school. But again, update us. How's the trip been so far?
Yeah. So we are on vacation in China for 3 weeks. It's been great so far. I headlined the Backstage Comedy Club in Hong Kong on Saturday night. That was a ton of fun. And now, as I speak, I'm at Spicy Comedy in Shanghai, China, getting ready to go up on their Mandarin language open mic. So, lots to keep track of, Mark.
So
we're having a great vacation.
The
kids are having a good time. It's great to be back in China for a couple of weeks.
So not only can you speak Mandarin, but you're going to do a 5-minute comedy set. So kind of what's the direction of the humor you're going to go with?
Yeah, I mean, I have this Mandarin joke that I wrote when I first moved back to the U.S. And it's about my wife working at a Chinese restaurant in Detroit. I think I'm going to start with that and then end with like an old classic. That's my strategy. We'll see if it works.
Yeah.
I'll let you know next week.
Yeah, very good.
But getting ready to go up. Everything else is good here. You know, it's my son Abner's first trip back since we adopted him, and we've been in the U.S. for 8 years. So we're just like kind of seeing where we used to live, going down memory lane, seeing a lot of old friends, going to our old church and stuff in Shanghai. And it's been a packed trip, but it's been a ton of fun. So we're very, very happy and blessed to be over here right now.
I can't imagine he has remembrance. So what's his take on the trip?
I mean, the kids, I think, are both having a really good time. It is pretty tiring. You know, it's like you don't really just like hop in the car and go somewhere. There's a lot of walking around. It's really hot here. I imagine Wisconsin is like 75 every day or something. But it's like, you know, 95 here and like 90% humidity. So that's tough for the kids.
Yeah.
But we're certainly eating some good food, I'll tell you that much.
Uh-huh. We're anywhere from the 60s to the 80s, and it's been kind of a rainy June. But what about like the tensions between the U.S. and China, the whole tariff war? Has that made it tougher for
them? Yeah. I kind of wondered about that when we came over here. Like, hey, is this going to be like a little tense of a trip?
Uh-huh.
It really hasn't been at all. Uh-huh. Like, I haven't really felt or picked up on literally any of that since I've been here. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. You know, you kind of see on the news like, oh, things are so tense. But then when you're here, people are people. And it's not tense. Like, we're, you know, getting along great and having a great time. So.
I love that.
I don't know.
I love that line.
You can't always believe the news. I think we know that, right?
People are people for sure. Well, guess what? I just typed in love. We've got thousands of songs. I just typed in the word laugh to say coming out of you, I should have a song. There is one song that we have with laugh in the title. It's Jason Gray, Laugh Out Loud. So I'm going to play that on the heels. Thank you, friend, and have a. I'm sure you're going to hit a home run, okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Drew.
Take care, Mark.
Our good buddy, Drew Freilich from Shanghai, China this morning. How about that? What a great connection. I just called his cell number. So, the world, it is a global village.
Good morning and happy Monday. This is Sherry calling in with a couple of little jokes to help get your day and your week started off right. First one, what do mermaids use to wash their fins? Tide. And, I forgot what my second one was. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom? Because the pee is silent. Have a great day, and I love you all. Take care.
Thank you, Sherry. Sherry is a regular jokester here on Make Us Laugh Monday on WWIB Dawson as we welcome you this morning.
Glad she was able to... recall that second joke.
I know, yeah.
The second half.
That was almost her second joke was forgetting it. By the way, you might have missed it on the way in, but at 6:50 or so, we actually talked to Drew Freilich in Shanghai.
Wow.
He has less than a half an hour to going on stage to do a 5-minute and an open mic in the top comedy club in Shanghai, China.
That's exciting.
I know.
Wow.
And he had been apparently the headliner at another event. So doing a stand-up comedy, it's 3 weeks. Their son Abner adopted from China. And so they're back kind of reintroducing. So, yeah. Huh.
Well, all right. Nothing so exciting going on for us, at least over the weekend, but we can recap it nonetheless.
Yeah. What do we got in the background here?
This is Gary B.B. Coleman. I was just looking for some jazz to put on the background.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Right. He's singing. I don't want to interrupt him. All right, well... Yeah. Weekend recap. Go ahead.
Well, where do we start? I mean, Father's Day. That's the big one, right?
Yep.
Father's Day, we all got together, had a nice meal, put on an episode of the show we've been watching through. You've been watching Back Through Paradise with us.
We went over to your place and your new TV. Wow, that's... Can I come over and watch the Packer game on that giant screen?
Absolutely. Come over and enjoy.
So can we just say how big it is?
No. We can. I don't want to.
Well, it's bigger than mine.
I don't know. I wanted to get a nice TV.
Yeah.
I have a friend who works at Best Buy.
Right.
Said there was a good deal on them.
Uh-huh.
But maybe they always say that. I don't know.
Go in and ask for Liam, folks, and he's going to help you out. Well, that'll help him.
No, that's true. Go in and ask for Liam.
Yeah.
The Samsung TV representative of Best Buy. Anyway, and he's very good at his job. He let me know all the details that I needed to know, and I don't know. So my sisters are my roommates, so we, you know, use the TV at least once a day. So
sure.
I may as well have a nice TV.
Uh-huh.
So I went in, made a little investment, and now we got ourselves a big TV. You can say how big it is.
But now I know 64 inches. But now I know coming up for your birthday, obviously I need to get you a radio because you work in radio, and so...
I think I have a radio around somewhere. I just mostly listen to it in my car.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the case. So anyhow, yeah, it was a good Father's Day, a good weekend, and good to be with your kids and your spouse on Father's Day. I saw a lot of those tributes on Facebook. We did church yesterday in the morning, 8:30, good discussion and message at church. Thanks to Nate Abwan there at Valley Brook. All right, so our We've Got Your Back campaign why don't you lead into us for us?
Sure. So we want to really highlight that coming up this Thursday, we're kicking off our We've Got Your Back one-day campaign. This day will benefit two local veteran organizations, Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales, as they serve those who have given more to this country than we can possibly comprehend. We want to thank our sponsors. We'll begin the day with $500. Then we're asking for you to help us grow that fund as big as possible in just one day. Everything given will be divided equally between the two vital local organizations, helping them meet the needs of our veterans while showing them the love of Christ. We can only put it so well. So here's Rick Yoder, man behind Liberty Sales, to give you more insight into the work they're doing.
Really, the whole purpose with Liberty Sales is to say thank you to the veterans. They experience so many things that we don't. They come back missing a limb or dealing with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries. You could say sailing is my therapy. What I love to do, I want to share that with others. Liberty Sails is focusing on the abilities in life and not your disabilities.
We've Got Your Back is presented by Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership, with special thanks to Northwestern Bank, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, and Avenue Orchard. If you're willing to help us this Thursday with an early gift, please go to wwib.com/We've Got Your Back.
And Dawson, listen, we want to get to 5,000. We're starting off at 500. It's a little bit of a start, but boy, we want as big a head start as possible for Thursday. So please, 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 if you're at all inclined to support this, and why wouldn't you be, just go to WIB.com right now. I'm looking at the red banner. It says, join the one-day challenge to serve our veterans. You can give right here. Please give as generously as the Lord leads at WIB.com for the one-day challenge on Thursday. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, Make Us Laugh Monday. And for a while now, we've dropped the jokes here. And so we lead on you listeners with jokes. Not that we can't, but this is something that's interesting, maybe funny. It's 50 contronyms. Contronyms are words that are their own opposites.
Now, I read that ahead of the break, and you sent me this list that we're going to be reading off of here. And I've tried not to go through them because I wanted to save them for the show. But I couldn't think of any of them off the top of my head. Not a concept I was familiar with prior to this.
Yeah. So you've read the fact they're known as Janus words.
Yes.
All right. So let's get into the list, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Let's kick it off.
All right. The first one is sanction.
That could mean to permit, or it could mean to penalize. You could sanction something.
Yeah.
Cannot sanction this behavior.
You may sanction it positively or negatively. Yeah. There's 50 that are... this is why it's so confusing. I feel for the people learning the English language.
Yeah, no kidding. Our second contronym of the day, dust.
Yeah, it is to remove dust or to sprinkle dust. Mm. Which is it?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Left.
You could be departing from somewhere or remaining behind somewhere.
Right.
That's right about left. You could seed something.
Yeah, to plant seeds or to remove seeds.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Oversight.
That could be careful supervision or an error from neglect.
Uh-huh.
An oversight or to oversee something.
Uh-huh.
Weather.
Yeah, so a weather could mean to withstand, as in weather a storm, or to erode.
Mm-hmm.
Which is it?
We can't know for sure unless we have the context.
Uh-huh. Couple more.
Yes.
Bound.
You could be going somewhere or be tied and restricted from going somewhere. You could use the word clip.
Yeah, it's to attach, or it could mean to cut off.
I see, like clipping hair or to clip something from one
thing
to
another.
You got
your hair clipped yesterday.
My wonderful cosmetologist sister, Evelyn.
Yeah. Trim.
To decorate or to remove the excess from something.
Uh-huh.
To cleave.
Uh-huh. To split apart or to cling together. Dusting.
Similar to dust, I think we got the picture on that one. Fast.
Uh-huh.
To be quick or to be firmly fixed, immobile.
Uh-huh.
To be immobile? From the word fast?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Let's see. Quick.
To hold
quick
fast.
Or else, right, firmly fixed, like you're doing a fast.
Yeah, that's true.
You're fasting.
An apology, an expression of regret, or a defense or justification. A
couple more. Strike. Is to hit or to miss, as in baseball.
Bolt, to secure in place or to flee quickly.
And finally, resign, to quit a job or to sign again. Resign or re-sign, which is it? It's confusing. So, Dawson, what do you remember? This is a dangerous question.
Yeah.
What do you remember about growing up in our house in terms of vegetables?
Now, I'm talking in front of a hot mic here. I'm on the air. You're asking this, and you haven't prepped me out of time. What do I remember in terms of vegetables? Lucky for you.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
You don't remember any nasty pressure.
I don't remember any pressure. I remember kindness. I remember grace. And I think that led to a healthy respect and even appreciation of vegetables.
But here's my next question.
Yeah.
As I grill you, kind of grill you on vegetables, is... you've been out of the house for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and your sister lived upstairs
for
like 5 years there, and it's a kind of a duplex. But, okay, so how you doing on vegetables since you left home?
All right. There's two sides to this story.
Yeah.
There is the fact of the matter, which is I don't think I'm eating as many vegetables as I should.
Okay.
But the other side of that story is it is not for a lack of want. There have been times, I think it is, I'm still not a very good grocery shopper yet.
Okay.
Even in a couple years where I've been doing that myself, or rather, you know, with my roommates, with my sisters, I feel like I still need to be more responsible when I'm going to the grocery store picking things out. The past few times I've went, I've grabbed a bag of baby carrots.
Okay.
And I'll eat that whole thing myself. I do like vegetables.
Okay, so you do. That's good. So
I just need to get them in my house first.
At the Father's Day dinner table, thanks to your mom, there was a veggie tray with dip. Did you have any?
I didn't see the veggie tray.
It was there.
It wasn't on my side of the table. I trust you it was there.
It was there.
It didn't make its way to my eyes, and if it had, I would have had a couple of veggies.
That is all just a prelude to vegetables America hates the most.
And I forgot to preface this when we started. I just said we're talking vegetables. I really should have had that.
And we can save that. We can save that. Okay, let's save that for later in the hour.
Oh, you think?
What about Veggie Tales? What do you remember about that as a kid?
What do I remember about Veggie Tales? I talked about this a little bit recently. So I feel like my group of friends is split between people who watched Veggie Tales growing up and people who didn't.
Huh.
And I feel like if you mention Veggie Tales to a room like that, you're going to see right away, just based on the reactions.
People know or they don't know?
Well, I think that there is just a knowing look for those who do, this sort of wistful nostalgia that comes over people. I think I'd be curious to revisit those VeggieTales because I really have fond memories of VeggieTales from my youth. I just think those stories are told in such a fun way. Phil Vischer and the crew just putting together these engaging stories from God's Word.
If you go into the music folder right now and you type in VeggieTales, there's a really fun, I think it's VeggieTales does Dive with Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I listened to the CD that was on.
Yes, that would be a great song to transition here, even this morning on the Whip Wake Up Show. And then later this morning, we'll tell you, stick around at 8:45 or so, vegetables America hates the most. And we've got a long list here. And I'm going to take issue, folks. I mean, with some of these, are really good. Mm. You need to try them.
Coming up, 8:45, vegetables. Vegetables that people hate. We're going to get into that in just a bit, but Veggie Tales next. Before we get into this, though, I had this CD with a bunch of contemporary Christian music songs that VeggieTales were sort of doing covers of alongside the artists.
Right.
And I also had a CD that I loved called Boys in the Sink, which was a parody of NSYNC, I think. It was like a boy band parody with Larry the Cucumber alongside Junior Asparagus and a couple of other.
Good memory.
Yeah. I love that CD so much. I played it here and back. All right,
probably something I got here at the station.
Oh, no doubt. All right, it's Dive featuring the VeggieTales. You're tuned in to the Whip Wake Up Show, and it's finally time you are going to learn about America's most hated vegetables.
Now, the striking thing as I look at the list, and they let us know, is that for those who are old enough to remember the George Herbert Walker Bush presidency from 89 to 93, he had this incident where he didn't like broccoli. And there was one stretch, it was kind of well into his term, where it became known, like, I don't know, he was in Japan or something, and I don't know what it was. I have to dig up the story, but he did not like broccoli. And so broccoli's not on the list.
I'll say I think broccoli's a pretty solid representative of the vegetable family.
Yeah, personally. It is good, and I'm glad to see, too, that cauliflower is not on America's most hated vegetable
list.
What
this could speak to is there could be some really, really rough vegetables so bad that broccoli doesn't make the list, even in spite of its detractors.
Right. You know, here's the thing. My friend Jason Kanz, we did 5.5 years together.
Yeah.
He's taking a break now for best 5 minutes of the day in the morning, 5:45. But he's like, I like raisins. He doesn't. He's like, how bad are bran flakes that you've got to add raisins to improve their flavor?
Wow.
But anyhow, harsh. That one hurt. I'm still stinging from that. But America's favorite vegetable has been crowned. Congratulations, corn.
Sure.
Yeah, 91.4% of survey respondents said they liked corn.
Feels like it's in a league of its own, corn. Feels
followed like by it's potatoes at 91.2%.
Okay, wow, that's a close margin. 91.4 versus 91.2.
Yeah, it is. And carrots and tomatoes tied for third at 89.
Okay. I'm surprised tomatoes were able to match carrots. I feel like I hear a lot of people say they're not big fans.
But what our list is...
Yes, is the least favorite.
The least favorite veggies.
We should start, I think, at the bottom of the list because it starts with the one that is the
You're
least
right.
favorite.
Okay,
there.
Let's do it.
So we'll begin with asparagus.
Okay, and this one hurts because in the Halverson household, my mother-in-law, Jean, she grows asparagus. My wife does. We love it. You butter it up. I
think asparagus is highly underrated.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
I think you're just not having it prepared the right way. You get some...
This next one hurts me, too, for some people, they turn thumbs down because of the texture.
Mm-hmm.
But mushrooms...
Mushrooms are tough.
Where are you at on mushrooms?
I think a good mushroom could be top 10 foods of all time.
Yeah, no, they're good.
I think mushrooms have so much potential. I've seen them prepared in a lot of different dishes.
Right.
Stuffed mushrooms are delectable.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you don't like mushrooms, that's more mushrooms for me as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, they're very good. Boy, this
is
another.
With mushrooms.
We continue to go through the list, and the next one you've got is also, there's a lot you can do with it.
Least favorite vegetables of all time. They got zucchini on here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you can fry it. You can do a lot. You can make zucchini bread. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good you can
do with
zucchini.
They're versatile foods, folks.
You know, my grandpa Wendell passed when I was just 10 years old, the summer of 74, right before Nixon resigned.
Yeah.
And yet I have this memory of, like, fried zucchini with Grandpa Wendell. I don't know. All right, butternut squash is in there.
They got eggplant on here as well.
Oh, I got to tell you, Balistrary's Restaurant, Wauwatosa. I've never taken you there for the fried eggplant. Very good. I don't know, the frying part, probably removing some of the health additions of this. But all right, there's also artichokes.
Now, this next one, I know you feel strongly about.
I've got a history with
You've got a history. Get that story at the ready because we are talking Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
The infamous. I'm surprised that's not number one. That is the representative as far as I'm
concerned. Here's the deal, right? My dad would say, famously, you cannot leave this table till you eat your three Brussels sprouts. Probably the showdown with my sister Jenny. It was the one that is most famous in the family.
Yeah.
But some of the members of the family may have tried to hide it on the table underneath when dad wasn't looking.
I have a distinct memory of trying Brussels sprouts for the first time. I'm like, this can't be as bad as cartoons make it sound. My dad, I've heard his stories. I took a bite. They're disgusting. They're
and
all love to everyone who likes Brussels sprouts.
But always the contrarian Grace is your sister is always determined to get them, and then we found them that they're better. I think they found ways.
Okay,
to,
I believe you can improve them. I'm just saying as is.
Yeah,
that's we can leave those out.
I am not
enough other good vegetables. We don't need those.
I am not a fan of this next one. And your mom has been referencing about having radishes, and I'm like, I'm going to take a pass on that.
Getting more into gardening. I know she's grown radishes in the past. I was surprised by how spicy they were when I had them the first time. At least I remember having radishes at one point and being shocked by that. Not a flavor I expected from
two more
vegetables. Two more to go.
The second least popular vegetable
is... Silver medal for America's most hated is beets.
Okay. Yeah. But I can't think of a time
I can't really imagine them in my head either.
I don't even know how you eat them. Okay.
Put them in your mouth, I believe. That's a good start.
That's a good start.
All right.
That just made the best of the week. And finally, drum roll please, the America's least favorite vegetable, the most hated vegetable is...
Turnips.
Turnips.
America loathes the turnip. Not one bit. The least loved vegetable on the list. That shocks me.
Could you actually say America turns up its nose at turnips?
You could, but you don't have to.
Yeah. I just did.
Make us laugh Monday, I guess.
Yeah.
Sneaking one in there as we wind down the segment. How do you feel about it? You love them? Do you hate them? What's your most and least liked vegetable? We'll hear it all on the text line.
All right,
we're winding down the show.
In case you missed it, earlier this morning we did mention that we'd heard from the John Fields family that PCD John had gone to be with the Lord yesterday. And our friend Bob in Rice Lake messaging us on the listener line says, our deepest condolences to the family of PCD John. Even though we never met personally, John appeared like an older brother. We'll definitely miss his punny Russ County personality as John consistently had jokes to share and interesting trivia. Yes, no one loved PCD more than you, John. We're celebrating that you've met your maker. Thank you for all the memories for the morning show. We are family. Thank you, Bob. So well said.
As we wind down the segment, just got a text in from Beth from Elk Mound saying pickled beets are great. A little feedback from the WIB listening audience. And speaking of, you know, talking about John, so much interactivity. We loved him here at WIB. And so in his honor, a tune I know that he loved from his favorite group, no doubt it's Phillips, Craig, and Dean. This one's called Hallelujah to close out the WIB Wake Up Show on a Monday morning.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me when I am surrounded. Your love carries me. Your love is surprising, and I can feel it rising. All the joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. And I can feel this God's soul rising up in me. Surprise!
I can feel it rising. All the joy that's growing deep inside of me. Hey, every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God's soul rising up.
Phillips, Craig, and Dean from PCD John in his honor as he passes on to a better place. And
you know, one of my favorite memories of being able to work with John, again, as a longtime listener, he listened to Front Page. He liked your Today in History. He let us know that.
Yeah.
And we heard from, he took us seriously when we said the WIB Wake Up Show, we're always interactive.
Yeah.
And
up on that.
He knew that listener line was there on Saturdays. I think of him requesting songs with Steve Snyder, the late, great Steve Snyder. And so, but I remember one time, I think of the three members, I think, you know, there's Phillips, Randy Phillips, Sean Craig, and Dan Dean. I want to say it was Dan Dean that he talked with. And his family would know, but I think we somehow, we had access to them, or they were on, or let them know that John would love, and John had like a half hour conversation with him. And so he was just the world's biggest Phillips Craig and Dean fan. So.
Yeah. And an honor to have him as a listener here on 103.7.
And very fitting that we played three PCD songs this
one
morning.
For each of them.
Yes.
Yeah.